Okay, we're starting. We're on Chof Aleph Ahmed Beis by the Mishnah. Okay, so Shlosha, we're on the second Mishnah. Shlosha Dvarim, three halachas. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban was Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. He was Machmir from Beis Shammai, even though Rabban Gamliel was a descendant of Hillel. Okay, number one. Ein Tonim Esachamin. You can't wrap up to keep hot your hot water, l'chachila, b'yomtov, on yomtov. You can't do hot mana of your hot water on yomtov. That's one. Number two, the ein zoikvin, you can't stand up, es menorah b'yomtov. You can't erect your upright, right, on yomtov. Okay, number three, the ein oifin, you can't bake pitin gritzin, these are all different kinds of loaves. And over here, Rashi says the thick loaves, and they're it's a lot of work. Yeah, ella rikikin, you can do rikikin. I'm assuming rikikin is thin, for the diuk, yeah? Rikikin, I suppose, or maybe like pitas. So, Amar Rabban Gamliel, said Rabban Gamliel, mi yameihem shel beis Abba, from the days of my father, I think it was Rebbe, yeah? Lo hayu oifin pitin gritzin. They didn't do pitin or gritzin, these thicker loaves. Elra kikin, they did these thinner loaves.
Wait, even though he said the lachis, you could make these thicker loaves, he said from my father's day, never.
They said, he basically said his father's house was also machmir, like Beis Shammai. But just, the Mishnah said there are three things that Rabban Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai. Okay, so here's the kickback now. Amrulo, the fellow Talmid Chacham said to him, Ma na'aseh lebeis avicho. What are we going to do to your father's house? Shehayu machmirim al atzman. They were machmir for themselves. Makilin lekol Yisrael. But they allowed the rest of Kol Yisrael lios oifin pitin gritzin. They could do these pitin and gritzin, these fat loaves and a new, I don't know, chororin. Chororin are loaves that you put on the gachalim, on the coals. Okay, end of Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Heichi dami. What is the case? Right. What is the case of the first case where they said you can't be toimnim esachomin. You can't wrap up your hot water on Yom Tov. We're going to say basically it doesn't make sense either way because it's going to be kasha. Eid onach erev tefshilin. If you want to say we're talking about a case where he made an erev tefshilin. My timer to Beis Shammai. What is the reason of Beis Shammai that prohibits? Okay, so let's say the other scenario. V'idalo anach erev tefshilin. If he didn't place an erev tefshilin, my timer to Beis Hillel. What is the reason of Beis Hillel that they permit? So what's the case? What's going on over here? Why can't you wrap up your chamin? Okay, Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, le'olam, really, we're talking about a case, right? Eim aloch, I will tell you, shelo hiniach, Erev Tefshilin. He didn't do an Erev Tefshilin. Okay? Oh. So why is basically, according to Beis Hillel, is it permissible? According to Beis Shammai, we understand. If you do an Erev Tefshilin, obviously you can't, you know, do things that are connected somewhat melochadic. Yeah? Uchdei Chayav Sharu Lo, Le Rabbanon. Right? And the amount of his life, meaning the bare minimum for the person needs to survive on for the Shabbos, Shoru, they permitted him the Rabbanon. Meaning, if a person, we didn't see this, even though we've learned about Erev Tefshilin in the beginning of the Perek, and we learned different Heterim, if somebody forgot, you can rely on the Rav, or maybe you can give your stuff to your friend or whatever. So we see over here, according to Rav Huna, he's saying that also, if let's say you don't have any of those opportunities, yeah, that you can do the bare minimum that you need to scrape through on Shabbos.
And this would be required for this person on Yom Tov?
This is basically, so the case obviously is Friday is Yom Tov, and then it's Shabbos, and he forgot to do an Erev Tefshilin, and is allowed on Yom Tov to prepare a minimal amount for Shabbos.
According to Beis Shammai,
he's going to have to beg. Yeah, he's going to have to work it out. Okay, the Rav Huna l'taimei. Rav Huna is going according to his reasoning. So Amar Rav Huna, mi shelo hiniach erev tefshilin. Somebody forgot to place his erev tefshilin. Oifin loy. It's interesting. It says oifin loy. Whatever. But right, pas achas. You can do one loaf of bread. And mevashlin lo, it's keder achas, one small chulant. Yeah, and madlikin lo, esaneh. And also you can light one candle. Okay? Now, mishum Rebbe Yitzchok omru, according to Rebbe Yitzchok, they added on, af soilin lo dag cotton. They can also roast for him a small fish, because what Shabbos without a fish? Okay? Now, Tanya Namihachi, we got a braisa that says like this, that somebody forgot to pleat. Do Erev Tavshilin, we allow him to cook a minimal bit for Shabbos. Yeah, me, Shalom, Hiniach, Erev Tavshilin, somebody who didn't do Erev Tavshilin, Oifin Loi, Pasachas, they can bake for him one loaf of bread, Latonim Lo, Kedea Achas, and you can do hot mona, which fits in nicely, right? And Madlikin Lo, Es Aner, and you can light from the Ner, Mechamim Lo, Kiton Echad, and you can heat from up a flask of water. But Yeshomnim, some people say, Af Tzolin Lo, Dag Cotton. So people say you can also roast for him a small fish. Okay, end of Brisa. So that was answer number one. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah to Machlok between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Right, somebody didn't do Erev Tavshilin. Do we allow him to do the bare minimum for Shabbos? Going to Beis Hillel, yes. Going to Beis Shammai, not. Now, new answer. Rava Omar, he says, what's the case of our Mishnah? Yeah, it's Leolom Sheniach. He placed the Erev Tavshilin. Okay, so now the question is, why would Beis Shammai prohibit you to, you know, do hot mona on water? Why can't you do hot mona on water? But Shani hot mona is different. Why? Because the mucha milsa, okay, because here it's clear, it's apparent, the matter, the adaita, that it's on the intent, the shabsa, that he's doing it for Shabbos, ka'ovid, he's doing it. Right, you don't, for example, you don't fill up your flask for 2 minutes later, unless you're like a coffee addict, which some people do, but whatever. No, generally, when you fill up a flask, it's for, you know, a thermos. Sorry, right, you do it for in the future, right? So over here, it's quite clear when he's doing this hot mono over here, it's clear that he's doing it for Shabbos.
It's fine if he's got an
Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, no, but Erev, one of the understandings is that Erev Tavshilin, you're doing it. Okay, you're doing it for right. You say, how does that fit in? Because you said there's two reasons, right? One is that you're doing it. You've already started your Shabbos preparations, yeah. And the other one is that you should choose nice portions. I don't know, but it's got to look still like you're doing it for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook for Shabbos, right? According to one of the opinions.
On the rice level, the reason why we say it's permitted is because we say you're doing it for Yom Tov.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. So, okay. So anyway, we're going to slug this. Yeah. Fine. So, but that's the issue over here. It's clear that he's doing it for Shabbos. So, if it's clear you're doing it for Shabbos, you shouldn't do that according to the right now. So, Isvi Abaye, but Abaye's got a kasher anyway. Yeah. Chananya. Back to Chananya. Oimer. Yeah. Beis Shammai Omrim. He's saying about Beis Shammai's opinion. We saw this earlier. Ein oifin ela imkin irev v'pas. You can only bake if you made a baking. Yeah, right. Oifi Tavshilin. Oifi, whatever you call it. Yeah. The Ein Toimnin. You can only do hot mona. Ela imkin hayolo chomin tamunim. If you already had pre existing hot water, which was wrapped up, me'erev Yom Tov. I think I jumped a line. I'll just go back. Yeah. The Ein Mavashlin. Ela imkin me'erev Tavshil. You can't cook unless you did Tavshil. The Ein Toimnin. Ela imkin hayolo chomin tamunim me'erev Yom Tov. Okay. End of Raisa. So. Oh, maybe we make a diuk, which is quite apparent, yeah. Ha, you lo chamin tamunim. If he did have water, you know, pre mutman, miha of it, you were allowed to. But afal gav, and even though the muchul milsa, that it's apparent, the thing, right, the adaita that's on the intent for Shabbos of it. So slugged up tiufta to Rava. So ela babaya, he says, Abaya, what's the reason over here? It is true, like Rava said, the case is talking about that even though he did an Erev Tavshilin, yeah, but Kugonshi Erev Lazer, he did one for his baking, and he also did it for his cooking, below Erev Lazer, but he forgot to do it for his hot mana. And according, right, B'chananya, he, and it's according to the reason of B'chananya, believe it or Beis Shammai, that according to Beis Shammai, it seems you have to do a specific one for each type of food preparation, and he forgot to do the hot mana one. Yes, we saw this previously, and that over here fits in with the understanding of this Mishnah. Okay, next bit. The Ein Zoik Finesa Menorah. You can't Zoik Finesa Menorah. So now let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah, because the Rashi, sometimes the Rashi does this, he explains it earlier, not right. So let's look at the Rashi on the Mishnah, meaning on the Chof Aleph Amad Beis, right? This is Ein Zoikfin, right? So mashma is mashma. I mean, the simple reading of the Mishnah is im nofla menorah. If the menorah fell down, yeah, shel metechas. We're talking about a metal one. Yeah, ein zoikvin. You can't upright it. Moshivin oisa. You can't, you know, put it back. Okay. So now let's go to the Gemara. Yeah. So again, I'll read that. But ein zoikvin is a menorah. So says the Gemara, Micah Ovid. What's the problem halachically over here? You know, you just lift it. There's not mukzah on Yom Tov, a menorah. You can like a menorah on Yom Tov, right? So why can't you put it upright if it fell over? So answers the Gemara. It's not what we thought originally. Amar Rav Chinana bar Bisna Hacha ba menorah. Here we're dealing with a menorah, a metal menorah, shel chulyos of many parts. Yeah, it's one kind of you. It's a Lego menorah, Kikilu, what we mean, meaning, you know what I mean? It's one that you like put together. You're asking, and the thing is, it fell down, and it's in bits. Yeah, and now you want to put it back together. So if you put it back together, right, since it's not, I suppose it's not the first time, and it's kind of Lego dick, and really it's really not 100% osa, you know, and you really should be able to put it back together. But Beis Shammai don't like this, yeah? Asking, and this is the case we're dealing with. Demichzi, it looks like kaboyne. It looks like you're building because you basically had some pieces of metal on the floor, and now you have a menorah. Voila. Okay. The Beis Shammai sovri. Oh, so Beis Shammai make a gzeira like this. Sorry. Seen as there's yesh binyan bekelim, right, and I imagine the Bach says v'yesh shtir bekelim, right? That basically there's this issue that if a person would construct a kli on Yom Tov, you would be chayev, or on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel Sovri, ain't binyan b'kelim. There's no binyan b'kelim. Binyan's talking about the kabbalan. You know, it's with a karka. You know, or building a house or something. There's no putting a vessel together. It's not binyan, but it's binyan b'kelim. So seeing as Beis Shammai hold that there's an issa d'oraisa to actually create a kli on Yom Tov, they make a gzeira that you shouldn't do something that looks like that you are making one. But according to Beis Hillel, yeah, it would be permissible because there's no deriser.